Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I think readers will enjoy the way I kind of weave this inception idea into the book that our dreams are a dream within a dream. But then I really talk about how I think the Holy Spirit has a way of conceiving dreams in our heart. You know, for me, that's been books or the church that I have the privilege of pastoring. I call them God ideas, and I'd rather have one God idea than 1,000 good ideas. Mm-hmm. And what I think happens is the Holy Spirit begins to conceive these desires or dreams or ideas within us. But then in my experience, you need the courage to take that first step. You know, you can't finish what you don't start. And I think for many listeners, they're probably just one phone call, one application, one meeting away from the dream that God has for them. They just need to take that first step of faith to act on the idea that God's put on their heart. And when we do, then God always meets us more than halfway.
And this is why this message is so important, Mark, because you just have to watch the news for too long and you want to cover your head and think, well, it's all over, but the shouting, now I just have to hang on and hold on till Jesus returns, which is, you know, hunker down theology really isn't biblical. This is a time. I mean, truly, if we look up and things are shaking, this is a time for an entrepreneurial spirit. This is a time for people to rise up and see a need and fill a niche. And this is why we're living and breathing on the earth for such a time as this, isn't it?
It is, and I would remind folks that I've read the end of the book, Susie, and we win. the kingdom of God is unstoppable. Listen, it's funny, pastoring, you know, in D.C. during an election cycle, and my experience, it sure seems like there's a lot of nervousness right now. But if I can just remind us that the kingdom of God predates our democracy and the wonderful country that we have the privilege of living in, and it will post-date our country. Listen, the kingdom of God, if you were betting on the Roman Empire versus 120 people in the upper room, you'd probably bet on the Roman Empire, but you'd be wrong. The kingdom of God is going to prevail. And of course, we have the privilege of being a part of it. And we want to see his kingdom come, his will be done. And I think that part of that is chasing the line. It's going after these dreams and seeing those dreams become a reality.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.